Let's go. Good morning, everybody. Hello, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, try and take you to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. And today is no different. It is brought to you by Dustin's Barbecue. I love you, Dustin's Barbecue. It is delicioso. It is located throughout Central Florida. And if you want to get a great lunch special, get in, get out, and be full, you go to Dustin's. Tell them the monster sent you.
I was impressed with their chicken.
You should be impressed with their chicken.
It was good chicken.
Delicious chicken. Great lunch specials. Dustin's BarBQ.com. Shout out. Who's my shout out to?
Is it me?
Hell no. You just messed up your headphones in the middle. You're just doing things.
That's fine.
Janitors. Shout out to the janitors out there. Custodian people. People that tend to be forgotten about. And our lives could not run. We would walk into our jobs in the morning without custodians there. And we would be like, my God, what happened?
Place is a wreck.
The place is a wreck. While we sleep, they clean. While we sleep, they do things that literally we don't want to do. They're at our kids' schools. They're at our theme parks. They're literally doing stuff that people don't want to do. And anytime you trade out time of your life to provide a service for your community, that is an honorable job. And I respect y'all, and I love y'all, and thank you for keeping all our places lovely and clean. And some of my greatest stories from high school came from my janitor, Marty. Shout out to Marty.
Marty?
Yep. Great guy. Yeah. Funny. Still do his character to this day. I won't tell you who he is. All right. Last night, gentlemen, I went to the Magic game.
The Orlando Magic. So now they're tied for seventh?
There's three teams that are tied for seventh.
Okay.
Yeah, we're kind of, it's seven, eight, nine. Yeah, Detroit, Brooklyn, yep, and us, and then Miami's right beneath us. Thank you to the Orlando Magic. I went by the RDV to pick up tickets, and that is a cool facility. It's basically where the Magic used to kind of run and everything.
You can get tickets at RDV right over here?
No. Oh. There's somebody there that's a great person that just hooked me up or whatever. Anyway, okay. When I went there, though, before you go there, they're playing live basketball.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me watch these fellas play it up a little bit.
You get some good run there.
You can get a really good game going. And you're right. The players there are better than most parks. They take it serious or whatever. But it is still just gigantic difference of watching professional basketball and just really good players.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I got to do last night, was to go watch them play against the New York Knicks. And I brought my daughter, and she's 8 years old. And as I walked in there, and we had a great time, we got food, we talked to people all around us, there was a little moment that happened that made me reflect on my old self at the games.
Right? What do you mean?
Well, I've been going to the Magic games for a long time.
Right.
Long, 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 long time. Hundreds of games.
Yeah.
And when I first started going to the games for a lot was when my single party crazy drinking days.
Uh-huh.
And Wild and Out days. And yesterday at the game, the reason I say that, I say all that to get to this. So during the game, I'm watching the game, minding my business, talking to my daughter and some other fans that are around there. And I say something, and then a guy kind of starts squawking in the back, a New York guy.
Saying what?
He's like, yeah, he's actually a really good player. You know, I'm like, oh. Well, and, you know, we kind of throw back a little more.
Wait, so he just said someone was a good player?
It was in a very snarky tone. It was after I said a comment about said player. Russ, yeah. You wouldn't, you're not a sports guy. So, you're at home. I don't need a guy wearing a stupid Charles Oakley jersey telling me how to watch my game at my home court. Right, Angel?
I agreed.
So, luckily, back in the day, Carlos would have... Russ, you're right. It's a very stupid comment to get mad about.
Yeah, it's really not. Right, it wasn't right. A bad comment.
You're right. But I'm not saying I'm perfect all the time.
He's actually, the guy said he's actually a good player.
And here's the thing.
That's...
Here's what I said. Let me be straight up. I yelled at Mario Hezonja. He used to play on the Magic. I was making a joke. I said, hey, why couldn't you do that when you're on the Magic?
Okay.
It's a joke. I like Mario.
Yeah.
I like him. It's all fun. It's banter. It's sports.
The fact that Carlos can make that comment should have let said guy know that he's familiar with who the player is.
But all the guy said was, hey, he's actually a really good player.
You know what? Shut your mouth. Your
you
team,
guys
your
are
team,
being ridiculous.
No, no, no. Your team is a dumpster fire.
Thank you.
And you want to take a, you want to take exception with my little combo about Super Mario?
Thank you.
You and your Charles Oakley jersey kick rocks and get
guys,
the hell out of my arena.
You might not
All right,
be.
The New York Knicks are a dumpster fire. They're not even going to win the Zion Williamson lottery.
No.
They're going to figure out a way to screw that pooch.
All he said was, hey, he's actually a really good player.
I know that. I like Mario. You don't got to tell me. I'm a big basketball fan. Angel, thank you for doing this because that's exactly...
You two are crazy. That's wrong.
And 2000...
You're crazy!
You're crazy! Yeah. And
you don't understand!
Why couldn't you discern, yeah, he is really good,
because
we miss him?
No.
Why are you being sensible? This is fanaticism.
Yeah.
We're fanatics of a team. That's
our,
a fan. This is what
this
you
is
get
like
to do.
Facebook in person.
He was wearing sandals and a jersey. Okay.
He was wearing sandals
right behind me.
And a Magic jersey or a Knicks,
Knicks jersey.
Okay, but he just said he's actually a really good player.
No, whatever.
He was like, you suck.
No, he was doing it because he thought that I didn't know my basketball.
Saying, oh, you know what? Peter Chris is actually a better drummer than this stiff.
Yeah.
At a Kiss concert.
Well, you don't even know.
He doesn't even know.
That's
ridiculous.
No, you're being rude.
Disconnected it. So old school Russ, and this is what made me think of that, because 2009 Carlos, 10 years ago, very different scene. I'm usually hammered by this time. This was late third.
What'd you say?
Late third. And you know late third in a basketball game is when the drunks start to run to the bars.
And that simple comment would have made you mad.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
Absolutely. Would have enraged me. I'm not saying it's right, Russ. This is motivational minute.
It's just an observation.
It's an observation. It made me go, and I do this from time to time. And
look
this
at
is
himself
the motivational.
And he's like, look, I've grown.
I've grown. 2009 Carlos, 10 years ago. This is the motivational minute. You gotta reflect on yourself at times. And sometimes when you reflect on yourself, you'll go, and you compare to your old self, you go, oh, man, I'm pretty much in the same spot. This was a drastic difference. 10 years ago, I don't know if I would not have fought the guy, but I definitely
would have said something.
Definitely would have laid into him and his young
life. Like, oh, you want to be mouthy? Let's talk about the Knicks. What the hell y'all been doing all season?
Okay.
See? Maybe all the guy said was he's a really good player.
No, but he was coming at me like, I don't know who Super Mario is. I know he played in the Spain League. I know all his background. I was making a joke, and then he said something, and then old Carlos would have said something like, yeah, because the Knicks are effing horrible, and your girlfriend looks 17 years old, bro. Jesus Christ.
And all of that makes sense.
Is there a possibility, if you reflect upon yourself, that maybe this is more on you than it was the nice comment that the...
That's what he was saying, though. That's the message that he's relaying.
I've never said I'm perfect. I'm in the wrong.
Okay. Yeah.
But luckily, 2019 Carlos, sitting there with his daughter, you know what it did?
What?
I turn around and I freaking bit my tongue.
Really? It made you that mad?
Well... It's weird, man. It's so hard to explain heckling in sports. And if you have like...
Wait, I want to hear what you do next time you go to this Kiss concert a week from today.
Yeah.
And see what you do when the dude's heckling Peter Chris.
Yeah, but he's like, it's not that good.
Peter won't be there.
Whoever the drummer is, I don't know.
Eric.
Why would
Eric
I know?
Singer.
Oh, Eric. Okay, yeah. Oh, you know Eric? He's an all right drummer. This would be way better if Peter was here.
He's actually a really good drummer.
Oh, really?
But, fellas, my point is this.
Yeah.
Man, I've changed. And you know, after the game... I murdered his family. No, instead of screaming at him, I look back up at him. And 2009 Carlos would have been double-fisted, high-knees, tall, crushing it.
Yeah.
Before I went and got my double jack because third quarter's ended.
Because he said he's actually a good player.
We're not saying that it makes sense. This is not a sane moment.
I'm just trying to understand.
We're not trying to explain it. This is what it is to be a fanatic.
Yes. You take things out of context.
Oh, I see.
100%.
Okay. And maybe he didn't even say it to me. Maybe he said it to his girlfriend under his breath. I just have really good hearing.
17.
Okay. But at the end of the game, as we were spanking him, I said, hey, man. I said, good game. And then he got up and left. And I was like, and I wanted to say more stuff. And I didn't. But it made me happy. Okay? Because let's all do this together, folks. It's right now. Reflect on 10 years ago yourself. That's the motivational minute. 2009, though it seems, if you're a little bit in your 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever the hell it may, 2009 doesn't seem that long ago.
No.
Doesn't seem like literally
2009 was
yesterday.
It's 10 years ago, right? Twitter and Facebook were just happening. And You would just type in your Facebook, going to eat a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
Carlos Navarro is going to eat a sandwich.
Taking a picture of a cup of coffee.
Now,
look at the coffee.
Now it literally changed our election.
I don't think the newsfeed existed in 2009.
It did not, right? Mm. So 2009 is actually a long time. I didn't have my daughter. You know, my daughter was born in 2011. And we have to do this from time to time. Are you in a better or are you in a worse place? Russ Rollins, 10 years ago, better or worse place?
Oh, my God, much better.
Hell yeah.
Though my knees hurt, but it was much better.
10 years ago, I wasn't on the show, so I didn't know your personal as much. I've only been back on the show for like 5 or something like that, but it probably wasn't that good.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was going bad, yeah.
And, you know, you 10 years. So, you know, the audience members are listening. They know, too. You know, the guys and girls who've been listening to that long.
Yeah, yeah.
I've reflected on my life. I'll do it in a year, I'll do it 2 years, and I've definitely had moments in my life where I'm like, ooh, I've regressed. I've actually gone backwards.
Yeah.
And it takes time to reflect on that to go, all right, let's take some steps to move forward, because we spend a lot of time comparing ourselves to other people. We spend a lot of time reflecting on things that never happened and we're upset about, that were really just expectations, right? So instead of reflecting on things that you can't change, the only comparison you should be doing is to your former self. That's it. Comparison is the thief of joy. Yes, Teddy Roosevelt said that. But comparison to yourself will really help you. Ryan Holmes,
yes.
10 years ago.
Mm.
We really don't know 10 years ago, 2009, Ryan Holmes, do we?
No.
Is this when you had abs?
Yeah, is this best self?
Sweet abs.
What were you doing in 2009, Ryan Holmes? 10 years ago.
I was in college.
You going to be a lawyer?
Yeah, still planning to be a lawyer.
You were going to be a lawyer.
Yeah. Booker Beard, Johnny Denmark, British Ryan was going to be an upholder, a defender, a proponent of the law.
And you gave it all up to be a stand-up comic.
I definitely did that. And
mom and dad are proud.
They used to, like, the way my mom used to talk about me when I was going to law school. like telling everybody, all her friends. And then when I left it all to do comedy, she never really brought it up again.
That
was hurt my feelings.
But I bet you she's proud now. She's a long-time listener of the show.
Sure.
You know.
Now.
Shout out to Denise.
Yeah.
Shout out. Angel Rivera, 10 years ago. I knew you 10 years ago. We weren't BFF or anything like that, but
he was on the Phillips file.
I was here.
You were here. And
or at Roomba, one of the two.
No, it was on the file. I was filing promotions, making a bunch of questionable decisions. A series of questionable decisions.
We remember those.
And you know, a lot changes for everybody listening out there who have kids. Like, that's a big changing point in your life where you kind of can always reflect back on that time.
No, that's 2 years before that.
No, I know. And we have kids similar ages, so I know that you still didn't have a child 10 years ago. And
I was using.
We hung out.
You guys remember the Monster Mini?
Yeah.
The Monster Mini Cooper?
Yeah.
Yeah, and no one was driving it.
Yeah.
I used that car as my personal vehicle for a summer.
Did you really?
So 10 years ago, if you got cut off on I-4, all right, this is a true story.
It said monsters on the side.
It had the old exploding monster logo on the hood. Nobody was driving that car.
I did not know that.
That just sat there.
Yeah.
And for a summer, because I was in between vehicles and I was working part-time and I was going to school and all these things, I drove that car. And so if you got cut off on I-4 during that, that was probably me driving.
Might have been you.
I remember we got that car.
Questionable decision.
We got that car when we did some big concert.
It was a big endorsement because the Mini Cooper store at that time was downtown.
That's right. Yeah,
they had the car on the side of the building and everything.
Yeah, it was a great spot.
Yeah.
Great spot. Yeah. 2009, Carlos, during the Magic game. You know what I would have been thinking of?
What?
Where the hell am I going to get drunk after this?
Yeah.
Right?
All right, keep it going.
We got to keep the party going. Are you kidding me? Are they up? Are they down? You know what 2019 Carlos was thinking around fourth quarter? I was like, boy, it's getting late. My daughter has to be at school. This is an off night. Normally she's in bed. And, you know, if you're thinking about this right now and you're reflecting and you're comparing yourself to your former self and it's not that good, It's okay. The fact that you're doing it is going to help you. And we've all been there. The great thing to do is you are in control. You can get out of whatever, you know, regressional period you were in. All right? How do you do it? You write things down. You set some goals. You move forward. Every little day you move forward. And I know for sure that you can do this. Russ has done it. Ryan, better or worse? Right now, straight up now tell me. Paul Abdul Sal, 10 years ago.
Better.
Good.
Less abs, though.
Less abs.
Yeah.
Do we believe Ryan Holmes had abs?
Nope.
Russ?
No.
I don't either. That's three
and you're voting for yourself, that doesn't work.
Yeah. You'll see.
So you need a fifth member. Savannah, what do you think? Hell no. I got her vote for you. So that's a motivational minute. I want to thank again, once again, the Magic for providing the tickets out there. They were great seats, and it is fun to... there was a girl who came from Detroit to watch the game last night who was sitting right next to us. There were some Russian guys. Let me ask you if you think this is right or wrong.
What's that?
I guilted somebody last night.
How?
So I had my daughter on my shoulders as the t-shirt launch.
Yeah.
You know you got to lose your mind for the t-shirt cannon, right? I mean, you got kids. You got to go, scream. There was like a line of 8 Russian dudes in the same row as us, like at the very end, and they were very nice or whatever. So anyway, this t-shirt goes up. Boom! Shoots up. Tie in the air. And it lands. I got my daughter here. It lands in between me, one little girl, and another little girl.
Right.
I don't rush. I don't go to grab it.
Mm.
No, you shouldn't.
The Russian dude.
Yeah.
Darts down the aisle to grab it. He's like, oh, look what they're doing. Their friends are like, oh.
People go crazy over a t-shirt.
And then I looked at him, I go, hey, that's Vidania. Come on, man. We got
kids
girl, and we got kids here. And his friends are like, no, no, no. He goes, oh, here. And he gave it to the girl.
Nothing wrong with that, right? You should do that. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. I don't know if I sometimes overstep my boundaries. I'm a little aggressive at times. But overall, wonderful, wonderful.
When it comes to grabbing stuff like that, so I was at a Kiss concert one time, right? Front row.
Yes.
And the drummer.
I got a good story too.
Eric Carr. Yes. This is Eric Carr. This is the one that died of cancer.
Yeah, he's a better drummer than Eric, Peter Criss.
He was the best drummer.
He was really, he actually was a very good drummer.
It was good, I know.
And Eric throws the drumstick, and I catch it, and then a girl catches it at the same time, and we're both looking at each other, and I'm looking at her, and she's looking at me, and I'm like, oh, man, I can't take it from a girl.
Yeah.
So I just let her have it.
Good call. Good call. I got a couple catching stories. And, number one, Tenacious D. Jack Black threw a pick to me. I caught it in the air. I'm so happy I have it. That's one.
Right.
And second time, Angel, you'll get a kick out of this. I'm at a Casey and JoJo concert. At House of Blues. They do the Tupac song. Russ, I'm sitting there. I freak out. It's the closest I've ever seen Tupac perform. So I start doing my verse or whatever. They notice this crazy guy on the balcony is knowing every verse. KC wipes his face and throws the towel up at me, right? I grab the towel, and then I'm like, what?
What are you going to do with that? And I threw it
to some little girl there, and I said, Merry Christmas, and she loved it. And that's the motivational minute. When you catch a towel from a 90s R&B team, the best, arguably.
You
hand it over. Yeah. And you made it, and you hand it over to the kid that's in front of you who really wants it. And I do know one thing, today will be a great day. To the top, never stop.